Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Global Sales Show tonight. My name is TK Kapura. I'm your host. And this evening, if you're just joining us, we have Alex Dewson from Haiti. You're listening to the Global Sales Show on KBOO Portland. Before we dive into our interview, I wanted to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. If you're enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or simply text KBOO to 44321. Like I say, tonight we take you to Haiti. As most of you may know, immigrants and refugees come from any spot across the world. Immigration remains a hot topic, and it touches millions of people every day, their friends, their neighbors, family members, on any day. So this evening, our special guest, Alex Dewson from Haiti, is here with us, and he's going to take us to Haiti, and we'll be back in Portland within the next hour. I'll give him a space to introduce himself. Hey, Alex, please welcome to the Global Sales Show. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone who is listening to us right now. My name is Dioson Alex. I was born and raised Haitian, and I think I'm Haitian until I die. I'm so happy and excited to be here with you tonight, guys.
Oh, thank you, Alex. That was kind of you to say that. We want to understand the situation and the culture in Haiti. And Alex, here with us, lives in Portland now. He's an immigrant from Haiti. He's going to shed some light on what he knows and understands about Haiti based on his lived experience. But before we do that, we just want to warm up the situation by having a song from Haiti just to get the picture and just to get into the jinx of Haiti. So, Alex, please, can you introduce to us our first song for the evening?
Yes, the song we're going to listen from Haiti, the title is La Caille by Buka Guinea. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Haiti, alam content ou. Porto Prince, ou jam tan vi ou. Haiti, alam konta wèw Haïtien mè frè ou jante anvi wèn Depi aéroport mwen santi m transformé Radio télévision journaliste tout te vid rencontre Nou soti tout côté pou yo vin akèyi nou Mwen te telman sesi ke m pa menm ka pale enchanté
A la content, à souhait à ton pays,
mes amis.
À la content, à souhait à ma belle famille. À la content, à souhait à ma belle famille. À la content, à souhait à ton pays.
Circulation bloquée, sous toute route Montana. 11 heures du soir sonnait. N'a dirigé à Riz. Nous boivons pas beaucoup, nous mangeons bon criot. Oh, mercredi 1er mars, son jour pape s'habiller, enchanté.
À la contente, content, à souhait à nos pays,
mes amis.
À la contente, content, à souhait à ma belle famille.
Oui, c'est vrai. À la contente, content, à souhait à ma belle famille. Asuyan nan peyi
Outro
That was Tabo Kumba, or the song Lake. What a beautiful piece from Haiti.
Yes.
For those just joining us, we have Alex Dusson from Haiti this evening. He wants to share with us his story about coming from Haiti to America. We want to walk in the communities and on the streets in Haiti. We need to feel the social temperature so we can understand what makes Haiti unique or special. We want to understand the way Haitians look at life. What is the idea of life like? We want to understand that. We also want to be invited to their current issues for informed understanding and empathy. We also want to visit their spaces of comfort and common ground. We want to experience their food, their music, their thought processes, their feelings, and their perceptions. So without further ado, hey, Alex, would you please help us understand where Haiti is for the purpose of geography? Where is Haiti?
It's so funny you asked that question, because I remember when I was in college, I went for a conference, and then I said, I'm from Haiti. And then there was a lady, she was like, oh, that's great. I just got back from Africa. And I had to laugh so hard, and then to remind her that Haiti is not in Africa. Haiti is in the Caribbean. Haiti actually is in America. I know it sounds weird, because we have been treated like we are from different planets, but we are just right here in America. Haiti is in the Caribbean, and our neighbor is Dominican Republic, Cuba, Jamaica. Haiti is in the Caribbean.
So how many hours flight from Portland to Haiti?
A flight straight from Portland to Haiti, that would be like around like 5 to 6 hours, but I'm not accurate on that. I can give you one, like, let's say if we're coming from Florida to Haiti, that's like within 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how close it is.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty close.
But it doesn't feel like it, right?
No, it doesn't. Right.
It shouldn't, because of what Haiti has done in the past, because of our strong history. You know, Haiti is the first free black republic country in the world. We are the first black country who stood up to fight slavery, to free not only our people.
Wow.
And we travel all over the world. We went to Ethiopia. We even come to America to help the American to fight against the British. It's so weird. Haiti is just right here in America, but people don't know anything about Haiti. They usually think Haiti is somewhere in Africa. Of course, us as Haitian, we are African before anything else. Haiti is like an African country in America, but we're not too far. We are your neighbor.
that's really true.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to know that. So what's the situation like in Haiti right now?
Okay, so that's one thing I have been trying to educate people whenever they ask me question about Haiti first. People usually wait for me to have a sad face because of what Haiti have been through and what we're going through. But before I tell you about the chaos, the crisis that's going in Haiti, let me tell you about Haiti. Haiti is a paradise. No matter of what you have been seeing on social media, what happened there, Haiti is a peaceful country, especially the town where I come from, where it's known as a town of hospitality.
What's the name of that town?
It's Jacmel.
Jacmel?
Yeah, Jacmel. We present. I'm from Jacmel. So as of right now, the situation of Haiti is not that great, but it's not in the whole country. The reason why it seems like it's in the whole country is because Port-au-Prince is the capital of the country, and Port-au-Prince is like in the center of the country. This is where we have the international airport, the big manufacturers, and other like any other thing you can imagine, like bank, national banks, and then the state. That's where we have all of the big things. So since Port-au-Prince is not stable, it seems like the whole Haiti is not stable, because that's where the economy is at, Port-au-Prince. The situation of Haiti is not that great, because I don't know if you know that our president was assassinated.
Oh, sorry, did you hear that?
Yeah, we don't have a president right now. We have a prime minister. And then it's allegedly involved in what happened. That's what they have been saying. It's like a movie. Let's don't get too deep now. Also, as of right now, Haiti is in conflict with Dominican Republic. Dominican Republic is our neighbor. And then if you think about it, before Haiti, the whole island was Saint-Domingue, which means Dominican Republic and Haiti was like just one island.
So is Dominican Republic trying to take back Haiti as part of these nations?
They try. They try so many ways because they try to control our economy. As of right now, we are building a canal. I don't know if I pronounce it well because me and English, you know, is like a hit-on-hit relationship.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're trying to build a canal so that the Haitian population can have enough water for their agriculture because we want to produce for ourselves. We spend too much buying from other countries and mm-hmm. some of the products that come in to our country, especially from Dominican Republic, sometimes mm-hmm. it's not the prime products, and then our kids getting sick, our population getting sick. Right. So we want to promote our own agriculture. We're trying to build that canal so that we can have enough water, and the water is already in our territory. But since Dominican Republic seems to have more power, uh-huh. because all of the big countries supporting Dominican Republic more than they support Haiti, the Dominican president is against the canal, so it created a conflict where the Haitians are getting deported illegally from Dominican Republic back to Haiti.
Just to get you back to the main course, mm-hmm. In brief, what's causing this instability in Haiti? In two lines, how would you say this is the cause of instability in Haiti?
Well, we were colonized
by
France, uh-huh. and the British play their part.
Okay.
Haiti was seeing like a property, like where all of those big countries want to come to get a bit to feed themselves, because Haiti has a lot of natural resources.
Like
Haiti has like gold, uh-huh. oil, gas.
Mm-hmm.
So we were colonized by France, and then there was a conflict that started between France and Spain. That's mm-hmm. why the whole island become two countries, where you see the Dominican looks more like Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
although there are some Afro-Dominican who look dark as me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will have the other part who look more darker. So because Spain ended up taking the other part and France take the Haiti, uh-huh. that's where the conflict started.
Okay.
And then racism started among us because Dominican think they are not related to us, they're more related to Hispanic descendant, and they don't want to be related to us. So I would say all of this conflict start from colonization.
Because roughly how long was that? How far back could that be?
Before 1804.
Before
1804, because we got our independence. 1804, Haiti became a free country.
So the French stayed in Haiti since the 1800s?
Yeah.
And the British came to Haiti again at the same time?
Everybody. Spain came, France came. Every country tried to take a piece of Haiti.
And most of these nations left and France stayed. Am I right?
France stayed, Spain stayed on the other side. And we mm-hmm. fought to get our freedom as we helped the Dominican as well. And then after we fought, that's one of the reasons the U.S. was able to purchase Louisiana. Louisiana became a part of the U.S. because Haiti beat France, Napoleon the Great.
Mm-hmm.
We beat France. Then they bankrupt. They had to sell Louisiana. That's how Louisiana became a part of the U.S. because we beat Napoleon the Great. They become broke.
So originally, the state of Louisiana was part of Haiti.
No, it was a part of France.
It was part of France. So
yeah,
France...
it's a French. It was a French territory.
Uh-huh.
But after the Haitian army, again with no sophisticated guns,
mm-hmm.
no military training.
Right.
Yep. We beat Napoleon the Great, who had all of the materials you can imagine available mm-hmm. for them. We beat them. Then they bankrupt, so they had to sell Louisiana to the U.S. And that's how. Yeah, that's how it happened.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to digest on there.
Yeah.
Before we move on to the next part, will you please introduce for us the next song, please, Alex?
Our next song is Edem Chante. It's by Buka Gine. The song earlier was by Tabu Kombo. This one is about, it's by Buka Gine.
Oh, great. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Chante, chante ça.
Mon compère, oui.
How we low, 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 mon compère.
Why them chanter, chanter ça?
Mon compère. How low, 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 mon compère.
Why them chanter, chanter ça?
Mon compère. How low, 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 mon compère.
Chitan, chitan, n'ap gade. Nous on sait tout pour la vie menacé. Vrai, fonde de m'chante, chante ça.
Mon compère, oui. Aulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
Fonde de m'chante, chante ça.
Mon compère, oui. Aulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, oui.
Mouncho, oulo. Fonde de m'chante, chante ça.
Mon compère, ah, oui. Aulo, oulo, oulo, mon compère, ah, oui.
Fonde de m'chante, hey. Toi problème dans le pays, oui. Fais nous pas qu'à jouer. Écoutez pour nous, tout qu'à vivre en paix, vrai. M'oblige, chante, chante ça.
Mon compère, ah, oulo, 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 mon compère,
oui. Mouncho, oulo. Mes amis, comment nous y est? Comment nous y est? En bas tête chargée, ça y est. Comment nous y
est? Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est?
Eh oui, oui. Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est? En bas vos cordes, ça y est. Comment nous y est?
Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est? Comment nous y est?
Eh, un chou.
All right, that was a beautiful piece again from Haiti. What's the name of the song again?
The song was Edem Chante by Bukangine. I don't know if you pay attention when the video was playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like African singing, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because... It
took me home, actually. There was a group also called Black Mambazo.
I see.
Lady Smith, Black Mambazo, they sing the same way.
The same.
And they're based in South Africa.
Yeah. This song actually was singing our struggle. Like, the guy was asking, how are you guys doing?
Oh.
With all of the struggles that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I grew up listening to that song.
Oh.
That tell you a lot. Haiti have been going through a lot for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They sing like they're asking you, like, how are you doing with all of the struggle? Like, yeah.
So do you think there is an end to this crisis?
I think there will be an end for this crisis.
How so?
Especially with the new generation.
Uh-huh.
People like me, like other Haitian, we have to get together.
Okay.
And then all of the black people all over the world, from Africa, from wherever you come from, for what Haiti would present.
Yeah.
For what Haiti is,
mm-hmm.
I think we need to get together as a nation, as one nation, to help Haiti to move forward. So, to get back to your questions, I think in order for Haiti to get out of this situation, we need to, Haitians need to strongly understand, not other countries will bring peace in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
We need to free ourselves from the modern colonization.
Right.
Because there is still that new form of colonization.
Mm-hmm.
Because our education system is still controlled by France.
Right.
Our government is still controlled by outsiders, countries who have more power.
Mm-hmm.
I think once Haitians put themselves together, especially the Haitian leaders, they have to understand that whenever they make a decision that is not good for the countries, their kids will pay the consequence as well. I think the first move to bring the solution is the Haitian. Us as Haitian, we have to get together first before we expect anybody else to do something for us.
Okay, coming back to the government, I want to talk about the government, then I also want to talk about the language.
Yeah.
So You said the prime minister could have had a hand in the assassination of the president, correct?
Yeah, we have so many reports come out. It's allegedly. Allegedly, okay. We don't have official not yet. It's allegedly.
So was it a self-made ambitious project or he was sponsored to do that, in your opinion?
Well, you have to understand, there is two class in Haiti. Okay, let me tell you something. After we got our independence, we have some people from, for example, from the Lebanese. A lot of them come to Haiti because they had to flee their country to come to Haiti to survive.
Right.
And us as Haitian, we are innocent. We are. If you heard the story of Native Americans here in America, how they welcome, I didn't even know you. Yeah, how they welcome everyone, and they said, "Oh, come." They teach you, they feed you, they show you their culture. They are very passionate about you because they see you as human being.
Right.
They don't see you as an object. That's what happened to Haiti.
Okay.
After we get our independence, we have a lot of people from different countries, like the Lebanese. They came.
Yeah.
We give them land. We host them.
Yes.
Guess what? Then they take control of the economy. Once they take control of the economy, they take control of the government. So they lead. Because of that, there is colorism in Haiti right now. And there is a social conflict between the black Haitian and the white Haitian.
Okay.
Because the white Haitian most likely hold more power. And they keep that power within them. They keep that power within them and create conflict and mistreat their country, stealing land, mistreat other Haitian, unpaid black Haitian.
Okay.
If you can think of South Africa, what have South Africa have been through when you're thinking about conflict between black African and white African,
It's the same.
It's like twins, but it's the same thing that happened in Haiti.
That's unfortunate.
That's a summary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So tell me more about the languages. What are the languages spoken in Haiti?
And hey, okay, let me say this clearly to anybody who is watching us in our live or listen to us in the radio right now. We speak Haitian Creole, and Haitian Creole is not a broken language.
Okay.
We are not a broken nation. We don't have broken culture.
Right.
A lot of people like to say Haiti is broken French. Hey, Haitian Creole is broken French. Haitian Creole is not a broken French. We don't have broken culture.
Right.
Yeah, I may be broke because I don't have money in my wallet, but my culture is not broken.
Your culture is still rich, man.
So, Haitian Creole, where it started. During slavery, the slave trade, you know, it began with different countries from Africa. Benin, Sierra Leone, Guinea, Congo. So when the French took the slave in Africa and take them to Haiti to enslave them. For example, let's say you and I are Congolese, right?
Right.
They will not put us in the same plantation. They will put us in different plantation. You know why?
To confuse you.
Yeah, to confuse so that we don't communicate among us. You know, we have to. We had to find a way.
Yes.
So that's how Haitian Creole started. Haitian Creole is a mixture of African languages, French, Spanish, and English.
Wow.
So if I'm speaking Haitian Creole now, especially if I was speaking the Creole in the north part of Haiti, if you speak French, you will not even understand 10% of what I'm saying. Even though there will be some word that may sound like French,
right?
But it's not broken French.
So is this a French Creole based on a standard alphabet?
The French Creole?
Yeah.
You mean the Haitian Creole?
The Haitian Creole, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Haitian Creole is based, we have our own alphabet, we have our own grammar.
Right.
Yeah. However, it's in some part of Haiti, because we still have the new form of colonization, because one of our official languages is French. So, in Haiti, if you speak only Creole, when you go to the hospital, you go to the bank, people treat you with less respect. So Haitians will try to speak Creole like French as much as they can, because that will project them as an educated person. So that's how people tend to think that Haitian Creole is a broken language. Because like for me, when I was in ninth grade, everything was in French. It was not in Creole. This is still the colonization. I don't know if you understand where I'm trying to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
So there is still that conflict in Haiti. Imagine in Haiti right now, if you were a judge, you were about to sentence someone, you mm-hmm. most likely will say it in French. And the person you're sentencing don't even know what you're saying.
Oh, that's sad.
And guess what?
Yeah.
That's what the system is promoting, because our education is controlled by France.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the reason why there was a conflict.
Okay.
Yeah, but Haitian Creole is a language in its own. Great. And then the slave create that language mm-hmm. so that they could fight against slavery, because they had to come with a language that only them could understand.
Okay.
And they take a piece from French, piece from African languages.
Yeah. Mix
boom,
it up.
Creole happen.
The people.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna reroute you again. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna redirect you. Mm-hmm. So this government that's in place right now,
mm-hmm.
do you think it's a good government or it needs help?
It needs help.
They need help?
Yeah, they need help.
Is it because why do they need help?
It's not a legit government. We don't have president.
Mm-hmm.
It's even our senators is not in function right now.
Okay.
Our deputies is not in function. It's mostly prime ministers and some other ministers for some departments. We need elections. We uh-huh. need to have a president. And Haiti need to govern by Haitians.
Okay. Is it a foreign-driven government?
What do you think? You know, Haiti is not allowed to have army right now.
Really?
Yeah, officially.
Do they have police?
You know, the Haitian police is not allowed to even have sophisticated gun. They cannot order it from any other country.
Who set the rules?
It's a big question. The international committee.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And guess what?
Yeah.
Those same guns the Haitian police can got, the gang in the street, they have it.
How?
And remember, Haiti doesn't manufacture a gun.
Oh, my goodness. And how is the...
I don't know if you see what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I get in between. I read in between the lines. And how serious is the gang situation in Haiti?
It's so serious. I couldn't travel to go see my family the past 2 years. I could, though. I could just fly straight to my town.
Mm-hmm.
But the capital, Port-au-Prince, has been chaotic because a lot of kidnappings, and it's like a movie.
Oh.
It has been very challenging. Mm-hmm. And then that's why I ask a few people here in yeah. other countries,
mm-hmm.
if you see Haitians come into your countries,
mm-hmm.
I ask you to have some empathy.
Yes.
We're not leaving Haiti because we don't like Haiti. We're mm-hmm. not leaving Haiti. I mean, we're not escaping Haiti, I should say,
yeah.
because we don't like Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
It's because things are going bad. And things are really going bad. The chaos is not stable.
And the police can't even do anything.
No, because the guns that the police station cannot order, they cannot get it from any other countries, because they will get punished by the international community or committee. The gang managed to have it. I don't know how. So guess who is going to lose all the time? The police. So if you see Haitian crossing the border, go to anywhere, either in the U.S. or other countries, it's not because they are not happy to be Haitian. It's yes. not because they don't like Haitian. They're trying to survive. They're escaping.
Oh.
They're escaping. And then I think right now, I'm not trying to compare Haiti to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the same way,
yes.
people have been posting on their social media about Ukraine and other countries based yes. on what's going on. Mm-hmm. Haiti needs that too. Haiti deserves it, because Haitians are going through a tough time, a tough situation right now. And it's just right there in America.
That's...
Like, we really need help. If you're posting about human rights,
right.
Post about Haiti, please. Do us a favor. Post about Haiti too, because we need that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's so moving.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm just going to lift you up. I'm going to uplift your spirit a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about a man named Wycliffe Jean?
Of course. Who doesn't? Matter of fact, I have a song when I was in college by Wycliffe Jean. I don't know. It's called Divine Sour or something. I know that song. Mm-hmm. I sang it. And then I think one of the things that inspired me to always with my flag is Wycliffe Jean when I was in Haiti. The way he was always with the Haitian flag wherever he went.
Uh-huh.
I got that from him. I was like, wow, I'm so proud.
So how much form of influence does he carry over Haiti?
As a political musician. Leader or a musician?
Both.
As a musician, I would say a lot.
Yeah.
As a politician, not that much, because a lot of stories happen. I still don't know if they are true or not.
Yeah.
But as a musician and as a, as a musician and a leader, he bring light to Haiti. Like him or not, he brought light to Haiti. Mm-hmm. Because of Wyclef Jean, people able to understand we have a lot of talented people in Haiti.
Wow.
Yeah, he brought light and he helped other Haitian artists. I mean, I'm proud of him.
Oh.
Like the other time I was in a restaurant, they, you know that song between him and he made with Shakira?
Yes.
Yeah, I was telling everybody, he's Haitian.
Wow.
This guy is Haitian. I mean, I'm proud. Yeah. He influenced especially the new generation a lot. Not as a politician, because he's more like as a singer, but he used song to talk about social conflicts as well.
Yes.
He used song to talk about political situation. Mm-hmm. I think he really get people attention when he do it by using music.
Great. Yeah. I've heard so much music influenced by him. I'm inspired by his work.
Yeah.
And I'm also inspired by his philanthropy. So that's why I mentioned his name. He's just a hero to me.
Thank you,
in some
brother.
Way. Yeah.
Thank you,
so before we go any further, we just want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the KBOO 90.7 FM channel. This is the Global Cell Show. My name is TK Kapura. I'm your host this evening. And if you're listening to this show, this is the KBOO Portland. Before we dive into our interview, to carry on with our interview, I wanted to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. If you are enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. This is what you need to do. You can go to kboo.fm/give or simply text KBOO to 44-321. Thank you for listening in. We're moving on with Alex Dusson from Haiti. And before we move on with our interview, we're going to have another song from Haiti. Alex?
Diamant à Bidonville.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Comment nous y est? Est-ce que nous aimons danser? Comment on rit?
Je m'appelle Linda.
Eh bien, et toi ma fille, comment tu t'appelles?
Tu t'appelles
pour me rappeler l'essentiel. Si mon néglige pour un soin petit mon yo de maintenant well d'aimer. Essentiel. Si nous négligeons prince matrimonio, les mêmes bawels, les mêmes bawels. Oh oui, bawels.
Donnez moi qu'à prier infantile à ses
étoiles. Comment tu t'appelles, ma fille?
Intelligent, si
te gen moi et ta cabine grand comme un grand monde a 10 ans pour responsabilité parents fais yo tomber vent encore en attendant pour gagner l'autre option grand goût à bail pression.
That was another beautiful thriller from Haiti. The name of the song is
Diamant à Bidonville, and this song means a lot to me. I don't know if you see the pictures of the little black guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's this song. I feel like this song represents me. Mm-hmm. This song is about how so many kids in Haiti right now,
mm-hmm.
who are living in the mass,
yeah.
where they don't have access to education, health, and other thing, but they're like diamond.
Mm-hmm.
If you meet me like 13, 14 years ago,
yeah,
I will be like one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was always dream big. I know I'll be sitting somewhere like this to be on a radio, to be live in the US. But when you saw me, if someone see me, they probably will not picture that's me today. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I was a diamond in this area.
Mm-hmm.
At that time,
mm-hmm.
even like school shut down, hospital shut down, other things shut down, you still see us, those kids, they still look at his smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a kid who was living in the street.
Right.
This is a kid at his age was taking care of his mom, was in the street trying to get some money to take care of his mom. But when you look at in his eyes,
yeah.
the smile, do you see sadness in his face?
No.
But he was going through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For us, like those kids in those area who don't have access to a lot of resources,
mm-hmm.
where resources are limited to them,
right.
like to us as Haitian, they're like diamond. So mm-hmm. that's what this song is about, to show that those kids in Haiti, they need support.
Mm-hmm.
We need to empower them. They need to have school available for them. We need a better healthcare system for them, because those kids are a lot of diamonds in Haiti. Like, we have to take care of it, because they are the hope of Haiti. We are the hope of Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was one of those kids. Houseless.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can hear you there, Alex. I can relate to
mm-hmm.
to your point as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Africa, so in Africa, when you have food, you have your clothes, you have a house.
Mm-hmm.
Better yet, you have a car.
Mm-hmm.
You're considered Rich.
Rich, yeah. Yeah.
That's the comfort zone. That's all you need. You don't need anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
So having a house, car, clothes, and food, then you fly over to America. Along the way to the from Africa to here, you have this comfort zone like, I made it in Africa. I have everything that I need. I'm rich. But the moment you land on the port of entry, then you start walking the streets of America. That's when you realize, oh, I didn't realize I was this poor. It makes such a huge difference in how people live, how people look at things. What makes people happy here is not what makes people over there happy. Once they get food and they have good company, laughter is everywhere. That's how you would feel. Then you move over to a different culture. It's different. It's relatable, and but it's relative on what we define as the means of happiness. It just differs. No disrespect to the American culture, but cultures are different.
Yeah.
So you would be our look at success or our look at happiness
is different.
It's different.
It's different. I think resiliency has a big thing to do with that. Like, we come from a place where we had to be resilient, which means we may not have money in our pocket, but we still smile, smile in the street and happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we're going to pivot a little bit towards the social life in Haiti. If there was no gang violence on a street or in a neighborhood, and there was no gunshot sounds, there was just happiness, what would people be happy over? What do they celebrate? What is their happiness like? How do you define happiness in the Haitian context on a Saturday afternoon?
Before I answer that question, I would love to say that there is not gunshot everywhere in Haiti.
Thank you for that correction.
Yeah, it's just in the capital. The crisis is happening. As I said, in my hometown, if you hear gunshot, everybody will be surprised because that's not often happen. And then kidnapping is not happening all over in Haiti. It's in the capital, and it's all about politics. It's politics.
Right.
It's all about politics. So, which mean I can still talk about what is a happy life in Haiti on a Saturday night.
Before you say, before you talk about that happiness now, I want to thank you for clarifying that.
Of course, brother.
Because what we see in the media, when they talk about Haiti, we're seeing overturned buildings because there are either earthquakes or the kids are hungry or there's somebody running away from gunshot wounds. That's the impression we get from most of the media streams. So that makes our minds polluted. But I'm glad you're here to explain the situation and give us a true picture of what Haiti could be looking like.
Okay, thank you. And I feel like I let me add something to that. And then I think it's well planned for people to project Haiti like that. Because that's one thing that happened to us when we were occupied by America. Haiti was like a red flag for people to go for vacation while they were inviting people to go to invest in Dominican Republic. So that's what have been happening to Haiti, where they put Haiti as a red flag. Oh, don't go there, it's scary. Then people are scared to go and spend their money there. They are scared to go to invest their money. Like today, if we want to go to Haiti, we can still go to the north part of Haiti. We can still go to Jacmel. We'll have fun. There will be no kidnapping, no gunshot. It's only in the capital. It affects the whole country because it's the capital of the country. This is where the economy mostly based. Then it affect the whole country. But Haiti is better than what we see on social media.
Wow.
Yeah. On a Saturday night, if you're in Haiti, even if you don't have money, you will smile because you will bend the street. If I see you, nobody will give you a fake smile. It's going to be a big smile. TK. They will call you a smile. You will be eating your fried plantain or your fried pork, your fried chicken, holding it in your hand, eating in the street. Or you sit by the beach with fire and in the middle, everybody sitting, quacking joke and talking where grandpa is playing domino with the uncles. Everybody sitting and laughing. I think one thing I'm grateful about Haiti is that we have our resiliency is so strong. Even if when we are going through pain, we seems to be like the more joyful people on planet.
Wow.
Like, have you ever listened to a Haitian carnival song?
Yeah, I hear some songs from Haiti, yes.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. for the carnival. So if you ever experience, listen to like carnival in Haiti,
mm-hmm.
so it's funny, right? Most of the songs, it's usually about the social conflicts, right?
Right.
But the way they sing this song with so much happiness, so much joy, people jumping around happy.
Right.
If you're not a true Haitian,
yeah.
you will get confused. You're like, this
they're
guy...
talking about sadness, but they're smiling.
Yeah.
Laugh at my own pain.
Exactly. Laugh at home pain and jumping around in the carnival, like, you know, people dancing.
Yeah.
You would be like, that's odd. Like, you should have a sad face
oh.
just to tell you, like, how it is, like... In Haiti,
yeah.
Of course, we may not have a power in all of the streets in Haiti,
mm-hmm.
but we have our way. We yes. make big lamps and we walk around. You will hear kids playing.
Right.
We'll probably play less video game because we like to be socialized with mm-hmm. our other people.
Yes. Yeah.
Then mm-hmm. That's why when I first moved here, I thought I was weird. Because I'll yeah. be smiling with people and say hi.
Yeah.
And they'll look at me or they'll look behind them before smiling to someone else. I thought I was weird. I had to go to my host family and I'm grateful yeah. for the
oh.
officer's family for what they have done in my life. The way they embraced me to be no. a part of their family when I was living in Salem working. I used yeah. to go to them. I would say, is there something wrong with me? They'll be like, what? I smile. Nobody smiled back at me. They look at me like I am weird. Then I had to learn it's a different way in America. We say hi or smile.
Right.
Short and it's gone because everybody busy. Everybody. Yes. The stress is high, yeah.
Yeah, I can relate to that kind of joy that I also carry. I just want to smile a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I took it from my village because in the village there was really nothing to celebrate most of the times.
Mm-hmm.
It was just storytelling.
I see.
People just gathering around bonfires, just talking stories, smiling, happiness.
I see.
And sharing all kinds of food that they could afford.
Yeah.
So the same thing with the Haitian culture.
Yeah.
They're just happy.
Yeah, happy.
It takes away the stress.
Yep.
And brings in resilience, and you look forward with hope and optimism.
And back home on a mm-hmm. Saturday like that,
yes.
there will be a lot of motorcycle,
right.
a lot of cars.
Yes.
So your friend will honk at you, not because they're upset, but because they want to say hi.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, yes. music playing in the street.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we want to go back, honestly, we want to go back to this type of life because...
Uh-huh.
It's missing because of the fears.
Oh.
Some Haitians are living with fears. Even though we are happy,
mm-hmm.
we're living with fears due to the political crisis.
Oh,
I can't
sad.
Wait to go back to that life.
Yes, to like the 100%
normal.
100%. Yes, 100% yeah. peace.
Yep, and the whole country.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to pivot again to another mm-hmm. angle and mm-hmm. ask you about Haiti in general. What's the capital city of Haiti again?
Oh, Port-au-Prince.
Okay, mm-hmm. and what's the source of national wealth, number one source?
Agriculture.
Agriculture.
You're talking about wealth?
Mm-hmm.
Agriculture is the main source. In Haiti, you can mostly produce mostly everything and
right.
anything you want.
What kind of crops do you guys produce?
You mean what kind of products? Like what?
Yeah, from agriculture.
Agriculture.
What do you bring to the
plantain,
table?
Plantain,
mm-hmm.
rice, peppers, eggplant, right. cabbage,
wow.
coconut, mango, banana.
Wow.
You want more?
I want more.
Banana, wow. Everything you can imagine. It's an island.
Wow.
It's an island. And that's what happened right now because uh-huh. the conflicts between Haiti and the Dominican Republic is like the Dominican know.
Yeah.
The time Haitian leaders really sit down
mm-hmm.
and focus on the Haitian agricultures
yeah.
instead of buying from other country.
Yeah.
We will not need to buy from anyone. Matter of fact, we will sell to other. Haiti can produce enough produce
yeah.
to feed Haitians,
mm-hmm.
then help other countries.
Wow.
But the politics is kind of not the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a situation where they put us in a situation to buy more than produce. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of products are coming in Haiti right now instead of leaving Haiti as type of trade.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, after we got our independence,
yes.
all the big countries who were doing trade with us,
mm-hmm.
they cut their trade deal.
Oh.
Yeah, we used to transport cocoa,
yes.
coffee, cotton and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, England cut their deal, Spain cut their deal, France cut their deal. So we don't, we don't, you know, transport or export our products to other country.
That's which unfortunate.
Which affect the economy again.
All right.
Yeah.
So moving on to the social culture in Haiti, what would make people in Haiti offended? Like, if you want to prick their tempers, what do you do?
That's a really hard question. Anything you think you shouldn't do or shouldn't say to human beings? Are you talking about culturally?
Yeah, culturally, yes. Some cultures say don't touch our flags. Some cultures don't look at our women. Some cultures like don't climb our trees. What's so unique about Haiti? What should I not do if I step my feet on Haiti?
If you step your feet in Haiti, if you're talking to an elder,
yes,
don't stare at them like in America. You know, in America, when you're talking to someone, you want them to trust them.
Yeah.
To trust you, you have to look at them in their eyes.
Yeah.
Back home, if you're talking to an elder, you have to keep your head down.
Okay.
And if you're going inside of a church, you have to take off your hat. Or if you're talking to an elder, you have a hat. Uh-huh. You have to remove it and hold it.
Oh, great.
What is and you can add
whistle.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You can, if you're a young man, a youth, and you walk in by someone who's older than you, it's considered as disrespectful. You can, and you cannot do this to your parent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like you ignore them. It's like whatever they're saying doesn't make sense. You know what's coming next.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So,
there are so many other things, though.
Uh-huh.
But it's based on our tradition and culture, where you grow up.
Great. Mm-hmm. What are the religions celebrated in Haiti?
So, in Haiti, Christianity is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic.
Right.
Catholicism, it's a big thing. Actually, Catholicism dominate the Haitian power, Haitian culture.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic have more power in Haiti, as well as Protestant. I would say when we say Protestant in Haiti, we talk about all of the religion that has to see with Christianity, and the other religion will be voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Voodoo. Have you heard of voodoo?
Yeah, I have heard about voodoo on TV.
Yeah, but it's probably not what not the voodoo you seen in TV when they saw you when they saw you little dolls, people like that's not voodoo. Is a healing religion. Have you watched Woman King? The movie Woman King?
No, I have not.
You watch Black Panther, right?
Yes, I did.
You see how in Black Panther, the practice, the tradition, it was more to heal and more to bring power to our nation.
Uh-huh.
That's what voodoo is.
Wow.
Voodoo is not about killing each other. Voodoo is not about the little doll pulled this.
Yeah.
Voodoo, actually, during slavery, that's what Haitians used to free themselves.
Really?
Yeah. When our soldiers got caught by the French, they will go to see that old lady in the village who is a mambo to make tea to treat them, either to use leaves to put where they cut to make sure it heal faster.
Right.
Or if they got caught some infection, to use the leaves from the nature, the mother of nature. Use the mother of nature to heal.
Mm-hmm.
But voodoo is not what they are showing us on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then people like to say one of the reasons Haiti is where it is because of voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Because our ancestors used voodoo to free us.
Mm-hmm.
Just to gain more power to fight against the oppressors.
Mm-hmm.
Voodoo is not what put us where we are. But voodoo is a really big religion in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
The government doesn't treat people who practice voodoo that nice. They don't want to recognize it, of course, because of the big guy behind the scene, because they know how powerful voodoo is. If voodoo was helping us to free us, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting. Right. So, what's the most popular dish in Haiti?
Rice and beans. Griot. You know, griot is like fried pork.
Oh.
And fried plantain.
Wow.
And then we have legume. Legume is like a vegetable stew.
Mm-hmm.
Like with all of the veggie in it, and you can add meat into it if you want.
That sounds yummy. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show.
I have a food cart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we sell Haitian food. It's called Tap Tap Cuisine.
Oh, great.
It's in... It's in 3925 North Williams Avenue in Portland, nice. Oregon, 97227.
Oh, great.
If you want really good Haitian food, you can go right now, actually.
Oh.
There is Haitian food there.
Oh, yeah.
And if you need Caribbean spice,
uh-huh,
hot sauce and stuff like that, yeah, next to my food cart,
yeah,
I own 80% of a store called House of Flavor Market.
Uh-huh.
You can find all of those Caribbean spice and African spice.
Great. I can't wait to be there.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Right. As we head out, I wanted to thank you, Alex, for sharing the Haitian experiences. I'm sure, America, you enjoyed this story, and I want to thank every listener for listening to KBOO radio station from Portland, Oregon. Again, I'm your host, TK Capura, first Wednesday of every month on the Global Sales Show. Thank you so much. And before I pen off, I want to play the very last song from Haiti. What's this song,
it's
Alex?
Resultat.
It's
Result.
Result. Yeah, okay,
hard
great.
Hard work paid off.
All right. Yeah. So till we meet again, America, adios. Bachenia. How do you say goodbye?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right. Tuanana.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Ache bon Dieu. Pou di la kay konnen mizye m'ap pase nan la ri sa. Pou di la sosyete konnen ki lobe kap tire. Menm konnen gwo rêv. Oui. Gwo rêv. E m'ap jwenn rezilta m kan menm. Société pas jamais besoin compte qui vous taille, misère passée. Yo pas jamais poser aux questions qui j'en fait arriver. Y a prétendre pour un son côté pour yo ka bénéficier. Ce résultat en bail la seulement qui compte. Mais quel que soit où tout prend, Zami m'a dit franchement pas important. Réalité